All of those laws are bullshit. How do you have any vice law? It's a fucking vice. It's a... Are there any vice cops in here? Because I know you wouldn't fucking admit it, but one day you'll be in here, and I want you to know you're a fucking dick. You should have the worst kind of ass cancer that an angry god can create. Like, the ass cancer that physically hangs out of the back of your pants, like a big pink fleshy beehive hanging out of the back of your boxer shorts that your kids poke at with a stick when you go to the toilet in the morning. And they go, that's daddy's ass cancer. That God gave that to him. For being a fucking cock. How do you do that for a living? You bust people... Arrest me. Have you been fucking arrested? Like, it's fucking rape is what it is. For having a bad habit. That's what a vice is. They got fucking vice cops busting smokers in California now, you know? They made it illegal to smoke in bars and restaurants because of waitresses. That's how they do it. They'll do it here, too. They did it in Austin. They fucking do it. Anchorage passed no smoking in restaurants. Fucking Anchorage. That's like my place to fucking... That's... No law gets passed in Anchorage. They don't have any laws. Because waitresses are evidently dying by the thousands from the secondhand smoke. There's big Phnom Penh killing fields of fucking dead waitresses. Can't produce a body. The tobacco industry has mass graves somewhere. They'll find them eventually. If secondhand smoke, and answer me, if you have an answer, I want to hear it. If secondhand smoke is killing that many people, if anybody, and nicotine is the most addictive substance on the planet, why is no one addicted to secondhand smoke? If you're dying from it, you must have been addicted to it years before. Do you know secondhand smokers? Do you know people who get laid or get in a stressful situation and have to run out to a fucking bingo hall or an AA meeting and start breathing deeply? No, because someone is bullshitting you in the propaganda mill. They get fucking vice cops going into bars, busting smokers. Dress up like a smoker tonight, Bob. We're going in undercover. In California, they do. Fucking some crime stopper calls a fucking 800 number and then the fucking... Someone's smoking in the bar. I walk past it. I don't go to bars, but I saw it, so you better go out there and enforce that. And you read these stories, and you go, don't you have a fucking real crime to fight? And then you think about it, a vice cop doesn't fight real crime. A real cop fights real crime. A vice cop's only job is to fuck up the party. That's all he's hired to do. He's a church cop. He's there to bust you for smoking dope or goes to titty bars. Make sure you're not, make sure there's not too much ass crack showing. He goes to smut shops. Make sure you're not jacking off in a jack-off booth. Ooh, you're a hero. Every vice is a punishment in itself. You smoke cigarettes, you get cancer, you die. You don't need a ticket on top of it. The punishment is inherent in the act. You watch too much porno. It diminishes your taste for the kind of girls who will actually fuck you. It's got a downside. They all do. I've done them all. I've done drugs till... I've done coke till my nose was bleeding like the fourth week of Lilith Fair. I didn't have to have someone tell me it was wrong afterwards. I figured it out. I've had hookers before. I've had 6 or 8 hookers in my life. I never woke up the next day going, man, I'm glad I got a hooker last night, huh? Who's the thinker, Bobby? You go, I could have jerked off and saved $185. What was I thinking? I'm never drinking again. Now I got to check my dick for spots for the next 6 months. To go to jail on top of that, that's double jeopardy. That's unconstitutional. Tell me one reason prostitution should be illegal. Seriously. One fucking reason if it's not a fucking church issue. There's no reason. Why is it? If it's perfectly okay for a guy to go to a bar, you can go to a nightclub and bullshit chicks to last call, tell you any fucked up story he can think of just so he can poon you and never call you again, leave you crying by a telephone that will never ring, heartbroken, and that's just par for the course. That's just the American way. But a guy who just really needs a blowjob, meets a girl who just really needs $40. You'd think perfect couple. Nope, someone's going to the pokey tonight. Because there's a vice cop out there. I'm a vice cop and I sleep good at night knowing that nobody's comfortably high and getting a reasonably priced piece of ass on my ship. Yeah, buddy, I can't make everybody as miserable as myself, but if I could just make a dent in the community, cheese a few people off, I know I... If God had intended women to be able to prostitute themselves, he would have given them a free will and a pussy.